Well, I want to welcome you to another lesson in the Lead Yourself First program. I'm Tom Cooper. I'm really glad you've joined me for today's lesson. Today, we're talking about integrity. Lead Yourself First is your personal growth program. Today, integrity is our topic because it really, really matters. 19th century clergyman Phillips Brooks said, "Anytime you break a moral principle, you create a crack in the foundation of your integrity, and when times get tough, it becomes harder to act with integrity, not easier." This program is designed to help you develop the integrity and the leadership skills that are going to help you today and every day. Now, make a point of creating lessons that are directly linked to the things that I know you're going to need to be successful. Early in my career, I thought that as long as I knew more than other people, I would be in charge. Man, was I wrong about that. People who seemed to know not nearly as much as I did about whatever it was I knew moved ahead, and I couldn't figure out why. Why were they getting promoted? And when I discovered that there were critical skills that anybody could learn around leadership and influence and how to effectively get things done with others, it was a good thing because that meant that I could learn those things and I could grow. And I wish that somebody had told me these things when I was a younger guy, because it would have helped me. And so that's really why I want to do this. I want to be able to help you in this process. Now, before we jump into our lesson for today, my question for you this lesson and for all these lessons in Lead Yourself First is, how are you going to act when this lesson is over? A, what's something you can apply? Just take an idea from today and put it immediately into practice. C, what's something you can change? You were doing it one way before, now you're going to do it a different way. And T, what's something you can teach? Now, I don't mean get on a call like this. I mean share an idea from today's lesson with somebody. Take one of the stories that I'm going to share and tell somebody that story. Now, I've been looking forward to today's lesson, and I look forward to this lesson in particular because integrity really matters. It's in a time when so many people seem to believe it's only wrong if you get caught, integrity, it stands out more and more. Integrity is crucial for your long-term success. It doesn't matter what you do. Your integrity is critical. In the next few minutes, we're going to unpack some powerful ideas about integrity. And I'm completely convinced that if you have integrity, you're going to stand out. And if you don't have integrity, you're going to be left out. Integrity is so important that if you work on integrity in just one area of your life, based on today's lesson, you're going to see growth, increase in trust, more consistency. You will see results. And maybe you're going to want to dig into tools and accountability about putting these ideas into practice. And if that's you, then at the end of the lesson, I promise I'll share a way that you can do just that. Fair enough? Well, let's get started. So we're talking about integrity. Now, often people kind of get mixed up about honesty and character and integrity. So I just want to take a moment at the beginning of the lesson to lay out the difference between those words. Honesty, according to the dictionary, is adherence to the facts or fairness and straightforwardness of conduct. Of course we want people to be honest. What about character? Character is the combination of qualities that distinguishes one person from another. It's a distinguishing feature. And a few lessons ago, we talked about character, and today we're talking about integrity. So we talked about honesty and character. Now let's talk about integrity. The dictionary says integrity is steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Now, I'm kind of a math guy, and I know that integrity has the same root word as integer, like whole numbers, like 5, not 5.5. It's the state of being whole or entire, undiminished. It's that adherence, that connection to, and that follow-through, that strict moral or ethical code. So what's your code? What are the things that are non-negotiable in your life? When my wife and I were getting ready to be married, our premarital counselor advised us that we ought to create a list of the things that we considered non-negotiable. And that exercise challenged us to think through the things that really mattered to us. And he challenged us to literally put it on the wall, what things we will stand for no matter what. And we've had that hanging on our wall for 21 years. So what about you? What are you going to stand for? I've heard it said, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. What's your moral code? And are you living according to what it teaches? I came across this lengthy quote from leadership coach Dave Anderson, and I want to read it to you. I think it's a really good capture of this idea. Anderson says, when you combine character and integrity, here's what you get. Character is one's moral and ethical code, and integrity that means that one lives according to that code. Thus, someone who lives with integrity lives according to their moral values. That being said, you must first determine the moral values, the code of the person, in order to ascertain whether or not living with integrity is a good thing or a bad thing. For example, if someone has a moral code that says they should inflict injury upon a person of another religion or race, and they do so, they are, by definition, living with integrity. That's unsettling, isn't it? On the other hand, if an individual has a strong moral and ethical code but compromises what's right when it serves popular opinion or in order to achieve personal gain, they're not living with integrity. Despite the quality of their character, their failure to live by their code creates significant behavioral problems. So even living with integrity to a bad code is not good. You want to have integrity to a good code. I came across this quote recently, making decisions is easy when you know what your values are. So what are your values? I came across this story in the Wichita Eagle newspaper, and I wanted to share it with you. And as I read this story, I want to ask you, what would you do in this situation? The story says, a Wichita bank is suing a local woman after it says she made more than 50 withdrawals last month from an ATM that was spitting out $100 bills in place of $5 bills. Central National Bank is seeking return of $11,607.36 plus interest from Christina Ochoa of Wichita, according to a lawsuit. The bank contends Ochoa quickly realized the ATM wasn't working like it was supposed to and calculated subsequent withdrawals to maximize the amount of cash it dispensed by mistake. Ochoa's mother is also named in the suit because she drove her daughter to the ATM to make a series of withdrawals which stretched over a five-day period. They were drawn on a checking account owned by Christina. The bank says the total amount of money the ATM should have dispensed to her was $1,485, but the machine gave her nearly 10 times that, $14,120. The first time the ATM dispensed more money than what was due Christina, she had a duty to return the surplus funds to the bank. Not only did she fail to do so, but they capitalized on the situation by making a series of over 50 structured withdrawals, most within minutes of each other, and transacted at all hours of the night in order to expose Central to more loss, the lawsuit says. Reached by phone this week, the Ochoas deny wrongdoing, and they say they didn't receive any more money from the ATM than was requested. Asked why they went to the ATM more than 50 times in 5 days, Christy said her daughter wanted $5 bills to make a money cake as a gift for an acquaintance who just had a baby, and the bank wasn't open to give her the exact number of $5 bills that she needed. A money cake resembles a birthday cake, but is made using rolled and folded paper bills. You can't type in the number of fives you want at the ATM, so that's why we did multiple transactions. The Ochoas said they couldn't recall how many $5 bills were used to make the money cake for the acquaintance or what day it was given to her. This is astonishing, right? And I'll just read one more section of the story. Of the more than 50 withdrawals Christina made from the ATM, 38 were made between midnight and 4:08 a.m. She also deposited a total of $1,928 into her account using the ATM as she was making the series of withdrawals, records show. Ochoa says the money was casino winnings from a recent trip. So what would you do if you found that the ATM was giving out the wrong bills? What if you realized it was possible to steal and not get caught? Would stealing be okay with you? Integrity is an inside job. It's not what others think of you. It's all about you. And I want to share with you some questions that might help you take inventory of your integrity. So here they are. Number one, how well do I treat people if I gain nothing? Number two, am I transparent with other people? Number three, do I role play based on the people I'm with? Number four, am I the same person in the spotlight as when I'm alone? Number five, do I quickly admit to wrongdoing without being pressed to do so? Number six, do I put people ahead of my personal agenda? Number seven, do I let circumstances dictate my choices, or do I have an unchanging standard for moral decisions? Number eight, do I make difficult decisions even when they have a personal cost associated with them? Number nine, when I have something to say about people, do I talk to them or about them? And number 10, am I accountable to at least one other person for what I think, say, and do? And I'll give you a bonus question. As you're thinking through those questions, did you just lie to yourself about your answer to any of those questions? If integrity is something you're not great at, you might tend to want to skip through those questions and give answers that are as you wish you were rather than as you are. Now, it's been said that you don't really know a person until you've seen them interact with a child, or when their car has a flat tire, or when the boss is away, or when they think nobody will ever know. But here's the thing, people with integrity never have to worry about that because their behavior is the same, no matter where they are, no matter what the circumstances, and no matter who's watching. Now, it's a free country. You can do what you want, but I'll tell you this, choosing integrity will not let you down. Ultimately, every other road is going to lead you to destruction. I had a client contact me, and they said they had a high-producing team member who went to the lunchroom where they had drink and snack machines, and he walks up to a soda machine, and he helped himself to a soda, didn't bother to pay for it. Now, when they heard the story, they went back and they watched the video footage from that lunchroom, and what they discovered was that this was something that happened pretty regularly, that this guy would just go into the cantina and help himself whenever he wanted something. Now, what would you do about that? In that situation, what would you do about an employee who was stealing, even just a little bit from you? Well, my client wrestled with it, but they decided they were going to have to let that high-performing team member go. And other people on the team were shocked. They said, but he's a good producer. I mean, if he'd asked, you'd have been willing to raise his pay enough to cover the cost of a soda or two a day. I mean, what's the big deal? He was a good performer. Leadership expert Tom Peters says there's no such thing as a minor lapse of integrity. And I think Peters is right. The Book of Wisdom says, if you're faithful with little, you will be faithful with much. And I will tell you that the inverse is true too. If you steal a little bit from the company, you'd be willing to steal a lot. Remember that quote from Phillips Brooks? Anytime you break a moral principle, you create a crack in the foundation of your integrity, and when times get tough, it becomes harder to act with integrity, not easier. So this high producer, he had given himself permission to take. In his mind, he said it was okay with him to do for himself what others were not allowed to do. I had another client who had an hourly manager ask another employee to clock her back in earlier than she actually came into the store. And the owner of that business, they liked that manager, and she wanted to be able to keep her on staff, but she said, I can't do it. Honesty is a core value, and so she ended up letting that manager go. What would you do in that situation? How would you decide what to do if you were confronted with that? Because the reality is, over the course of your life and your work, you will be confronted with situation after situation that will challenge you, that will cause you to reflect on the things that are happening and try to make a decision about what it is you're going to do. Former Pittsburgh Steeler head coach Tony Dungy was telling a story about a time that his personal integrity was tested. He said, "I was an assistant coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we were playing the Denver Broncos in a big football game. A technician from one of the television stations told me about a trick play that the Broncos were going to run. He had happened to see them run it during their practice. I thought, this is not the way I'm supposed to get information, but it could definitely help us with the game. I struggled with whether I should tell my defensive players, but I decided I couldn't do it because I didn't get the information the right way. As the story would unfold, the play happened just after my friend told me. A certain player came in the game and they threw a halfback pass for a touchdown. I felt terrible that I hadn't alerted my players, but I felt like I did the right thing." Let me ask you. You're in that situation. You've got this inside information. What would you do with it? How would you make the decision about whether to share it? These are the questions that determine the moral code that you hold. How do you determine what's right? Do you have a moral code that says you help people or hurt people? And more importantly, why do you have that code? And what does it take to live consistent with that code? You may remember the story that was told in the book in the miniseries of the name Band of Brothers. And that was a story about a group of soldiers from the beginning of their training for World War II through the end of the war. And one of the main characters in that story was a man by the name of Dick Winters. He was the leader of the men through most of that story. Winters had a very strong moral code that he lived to. And he felt his code was central to his personal identity. Now, the website The Art of Manliness tells this part of Winter's story. They say, there were a lot of ways that integrity played out in Dick Winter's life, from refusing to, quote, raise hell, unquote, while on leave, to demonstrating courage under fire, even to the point where he felt that using profanity was not becoming, so he stopped. Later, many years later, when the miniseries was being produced, he had access to a transcript of the dialogue. Winters was offended that his character, played by Damian Lewis, used excessive profanity throughout the series. Dick immediately wrote a letter to Tom Hanks, resigning from the project because, he said, and I quote, "I don't want these boys and girls thinking it is acceptable to use profanity. You know that is not who I am." Hanks issued a tepid apology, but he claimed it was too late in the production cycle to edit the offensive language. Dick held firm and steadfastly countered each of Hanks' points of rebuttal. Winters won again, and you will not hear a single word of profanity from Lewis in that miniseries. Now, personally, Winters is an inspiration to me. What about for you? What is the moral code to which you hold? How will you decide what is right? So it's almost time for you to create your personal action plan. As you're preparing to put together the list of things that you're going to do next, let's recap what we've talked about in today's lesson. We talked about honesty, character, integrity. Honesty is adherence to facts. Character is the combination of qualities that distinguishes a person from another. Integrity is steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. We talked about how integrity is an inside job. It's not what others think of you. It's how you are. And you can test your integrity through these questions. How well do I treat people if I gain nothing? Am I transparent with other people? Do I role play based on the people that I'm with? Am I the same person in the spotlight as when I'm alone? Do I quickly admit to wrongdoing without being pressed to do so? Do I put people ahead of my personal agenda? Do I let circumstances dictate my choices, or do I have an unchanging standard for my moral decisions? Do I make difficult decisions even when they have a personal cost associated with them? when I have something to say about people, do I talk to them or about them? Am I accountable to at least one other person for what I think, say, and do? And then my bonus question, as you answered any of those questions, did you just lie? In your life, are you going to be like the person who was stealing the sodas, or are you going to be more like Dick Winters? How are you going to decide what is right and what is wrong? How will you decide what you are going to do next? So for your action plan, I want you to think about the things we talked about in today's lesson and about your code. What are you going to do about your code? And maybe you're with your team as you listen to this. And if that's the case, I want you to talk with the team about what does it mean to have integrity as a member of the team. Now, you might also be interested in thinking more about this topic. You might say, this is interesting, Tom, but I don't know. I've never really thought about it, and I'm not sure where to start. Well, I've got a way, if that's you, I've got a way to help you, a way to let you think about this and quickly gain some insights about your values that are going to inform your code. Today, what I'm offering you is a way to see a list of the values and their definitions and a worksheet and an audio lesson that are going to walk you through the process of identifying your values and putting your values into words. And when you're done, you're going to understand yourself better. You'll be able to put into words the things that matter to you, and you'll have clarity about the adjustments you want to make. This self-understanding is priceless, and I want to make sure it gets into everybody's hands. And so you can have this for just $39. Insights about yourself, practical applications, ideas, and growth, all for one low price. Now, if that's interesting to you, drop me an email, tom@brighthillgroup.com, tom@brighthillgroup.com. We'll get it set up for you. Hey, thank you for being here for today's Lead Yourself First lesson, and I look forward to hearing from you next time.